Now, if you notice what they're trying to teach, the doctrine of grace, that irresistible grace comes upon you, and then all of a sudden you magically have repentance and belief. I just believed. But it's not because I believed that I got saved. I just had that irresistible grace come upon me, and I magically did that which is good. Wicked, false statement doesn't make sense. It makes you constantly look and say, well, I feel like I'm doing really good. I must be saved. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. I stopped fornicating. I'm showing up at church. Must be saved. And they tell people, hey, it's not that you're saved by works, but if you don't have the works, you don't really believe. You don't have the saving faith.
You say you believe, and you have no works? Your faith is hypocritical. It's unreal. It's wrong. It's not true saving faith at all.
And they try to twist James 2. They twist the whole Bible. And the conclusions of Calvinism are wicked as hell. They're so prideful. They're so arrogant. They think they're saved because of their works.
If you truly have believed in Christ, you have been regenerated by the Spirit of God. And the regenerating work of the Spirit of God, the continuing work of the Spirit of God, the providence of God in your life, which also includes discipline, is going to ensure that every child of His produces new works. That's what He's saying. Works are not additions to faith. They are the fruit of it.
And they can get up and give lip service, saved by faith. It's just by faith, not of works. But if you're wicked, you're not saved.
No. If you don't have works, you're going to hell.
Why is it that we have so many people, they pray a prayer, but they look like the world and act like the world? Because of the flesh, there's nothing good in it. And when you don't go to church and read your Bible, you just walk in the flesh. That's why. And obviously their statistics are wrong. They say 50% of people have accepted Christ as their Savior. That's a lie. Go door knocking for 5 seconds.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.